Watson of the International Secret Police.
Automatic pilot still on, Barney?
Yeah, and believe you me, it's the only thing that saved us from going into a spin.
Come on out, then, and tell us what happened. And you, Chang, not a false move.
No, Chang will be good. Make big mistake.
Do I handcuff him, Clint?
Yeah, you better, Bob. Don't want to take any more chances with him.
Anything I can do, Clint?
No, Doctor, you stay back there with Gene until we question this man.
Okay, Clint. Here I am, but just let me get my hands on that Chang guy for a minute, will you?
Oh, wait a minute. Take it easy, Barney. This plane isn't big enough for a fight.
Well, the pilot's compartment is even smaller, and he tried to start one in there. Might have finished it, too, if Speed hadn't come along when he did.
Yeah. I opened the door, and Chang had Barney around the neck, choking him.
It all happened so quick. I tell you, it was lucky for all of us that I'd switched to the automatic pilot. If I'd had the stick, we sure would have taken a dive.
Are you all right now, Barney?
Yeah, thanks, Bob. And I might carry some bruises around on my throat for a while. Boy, what a grip that Chang's got.
I had a stocking to make him let go Barney's throat. Then he pulled a knife.
Well, Chang must be the man who knocked Ying out at the airport.
Sure he is. Must have waited until the ground crew was out of the way and then slipped in, socked Ying, and hid himself in the supply compartment. He knew no one had looked in there before we took off, and it was up near the nose of the ship, too. Right handy to the pilot's compartment and my neck.
Yes. Why did you try it, Chang?
Oh, don't know. Don't remember anything until you call me.
Nah, don't try to pull that don't remember stuff. We've been forgotten by experts until we used a little force on their brains. That made them remember.
Where'd you go when you escaped from the octopus at secret hangar?
And how'd you escape?
Now, wait a minute. Hold on over. One question at a time, boys, and we won't be able to make heads or tails out of Chang's answers. Now then, first of all, Chang, how did you escape from the room at the hangar? Come on, now, no tricks. Tell the truth.
Yes, there is secret tunnel in hangar office. Must use it to get headquarters from plane.
The octopus headquarters? Boy, we was on the verge of finding it, and then we hop off for Tibet.
Now, the octopus himself concerns us more than his headquarters, Bob. Particularly since I believe he'll establish a new base of operations in Tibet. Now then, Chang, have you contacted the octopus since we last saw you?
Oh, no.
He's stalling you, Clint. Don't let him get away with it.
Oh, don't you worry, Barney. I know he's stalling. Now, come clean, Chang. Why be loyal to a man who'd send you down in a plane crash to satisfy his lust for revenge? Your life is safe with us, even though you are our prisoner. Now, that's more than it'll be if the octopus ever gets his hands on you again.
No, please. Chang cannot tell more.
It's like you're wasting your breath, Clint.
Yes, and maybe time, too. Because if Chang did get in touch with the octopus, maybe he's altered his course. Maybe he and his planes won't land at Black Pass after all, but somewhere else in Tibet.
Yeah, but there's one thing the octopus forgot when he told Chang to stow away aboard this ship, Clint. And that was the automatic pilot. That's the thing that saved our lives.
Yes, you're right, Chief. Just another illustration that every criminal, no matter how smart or careful he is apt to overlook some small but important detail that may end his life or save the lives of his enemies.
You just said you thought the octopus ordered Chang to stow away aboard this crate, kid. How'd you figure that? Chang says he ain't contacted him.
Do you believe that, Barney?
No, but why don't you?
I was trying to put myself in his shoes, trying to figure out what I'd do if I was working for a criminal like the octopus. And I finally decided that I'd try to reach him and let him know what's happening, even though it meant admitting that I had a hand in telling on him.
I know, that's good work, Pete. But we haven't time for the finer points of police work now. Oh, Barney, take care of Chang while I get my bearings and head for a landing.
Landing? What for?
Well, we should be near Chongqing now. That's another base of the International Secret Police. It's a little off our course, but I want to deliver Chang over to the captain there with orders to continue questioning him until he confesses everything. And meantime, we can continue on to the Black Pass and the bare chance that Chang may have been telling the truth. That he hasn't gotten word of our pursuit to the octopus.
Chang can say no more. Believe Chang.
Believe you? After skipping out on us once and then trying to choke me while I'm flying a plane? What a sense of humor.
Chongqing is a funny place, isn't it, Steve? So very different from Hong Kong.
Yes, kind of different anyhow, Jean. For one thing, Hong Kong's under the British government. Chongqing is under Chinese.
Well, yes. This place is typically Chinese, while Hong Kong is more cosmopolitan. People of every country and race rub shoulders there. Chongqing, being in the interior, is more isolated.
It looks like they're having some sort of parade in the street over there.
Looks like a dragon festival to me. See a dragon, Jean? With one fella under his head, moving his eyes and making smoke come out of his nose and mouth, and the other fella's under the canvas that's supposed to be his body.
Yes. That dragon's face sort of scary.
He shouldn't. He's a good dragon. Supposed to scare away evil spirits.
How is it that you know so much about the dragon dance, Speed?
I've seen a lot of them in San Francisco, Dr. Kingsley. At least I guess it's the same dance. Dragons all look alike to me.
As bad as that dragon is, he's beautiful compared to the octopus.
I'll say so. God, I wish Clint, Barney, and Bob had come back.
Well, it takes time to deliver a prisoner, Speed. You'll have to tell the local representative, the secret police, something of what's happened during the past few weeks.
Yeah, I know. But I'd like to get started for Tibet again. The longer we're aground, the more of a chance the octopus will have of getting away from us.
After seeing what the octopus does to try and get rid of you and Clint and Barney, I'm not sure that you ought to ever catch up with him, Speed.
You mean you think we ought to give up the search, Gene, and let a criminal like that do what he pleases just because we're afraid we might get hurt?
No, not that exactly. But I'm so afraid for you all, Speed.
You needn't be, Gene. Why, look at all the adventures we've had since we first met you in Honolulu. And you've even been in some of the tight corners with us. Well, we've always managed to come out all right, haven't we?
Yes.
And besides that, if we gave up the search now, we never would find Miss Marcia.
Oh, we must rescue her from the octopus.
Of course. So don't you worry about Clint, Barney, and me anymore. We'll make out all right. I wish they'd come back. The plane's refueled and everything's ready for a takeoff.
Speed, do you think we could get in touch with Hong Kong to see how Li Ying is getting along? I'm worried about him.
I'd like to try and get the hospital on the short wave, said Dr. Kingsley. But Clint told me not to touch anything while he was gone. You know, orders are orders.
Yes, I can well understand his precaution. That plane is so complicated that the least thing gone wrong might endanger their lives.
It really isn't so complicated after you understand it. But Clint doesn't want me to go inside the pilot's compartment unless something really important happens. He's kind of edgy after what almost happened to Barney.
Oh, Chang would only tell what he knows. Make everything so much easier.
Yeah, but I'm afraid he won't talk. The octopus sure scares his men. They're all afraid to talk, even though they know we won't torture him like the octopus does. That's why we've got to get rid of him, because he won't have such power over fellas that don't know any better.
Look, Steve, that dragon is coming toward us. Do you think they'll come near enough to the plane so we can see them close?
Maybe. Guess our monoplane is as funny looking to them as their dragon is to us.
I don't like it, though. I wish they wouldn't come any nearer.
Oh, that dragon can't hurt anybody, Gene. Except the fellas under it. They must be awful hot.
Perhaps you'd better get inside the plane, Speed. As long as we're alone, I'd rather not take any chances. Well, these natives might be unfriendly.
All right, if you want to, Doctor. We can sit down and watch anyhow. I'm getting kind of tired standing on one foot and then the other, waiting for Clint to come back. Here, Jean, you get in first.
All right.
And now you, Dr. Kingsley.
Thank you.
And here I come. I'll leave the door open so it won't be so hot.
Very well.
The door to the pilot's compartment is open too, Steve.
Yeah, I know. Clint didn't bother to lock it as long as we were here to watch the ship.
Yeah.
And look at that dragon. It's different from any I ever saw in San Francisco Chinatown. Worse looking.
And all those bones and things. It sounds like a bad dream I had once.
Well, it isn't exactly a pleasant sight. The
can't very well order them to go away, so I guess we'll just have to put up with it until Clint returns.
Yeah. What in the heck is keeping those fellas?
Steve, look at that little light winking beside your short wave thing.
Hey, somebody's trying to raise it.
What? Perhaps it's the hospital.
I'll open up the set and see. Come along. I'll shut the plane door. We'll never be able to hear anything.
Oh, dear. I hope Ying is all right.
Might be Ying himself, wishing to reassure us of his recovery.
Here we are. I'll turn it on now. Lucky we came inside the plane, otherwise we never would have seen the signal.
Listen, the octopus signal.
Yeah, but how did he know?
I know everything, Speed Gibson.
Well, what do you want?
It is for me to ask that question. Do you want to see your uncle and the others again?
Oh, Daddy.
Clint, what have you done to him? Where is he?
If you wish to find out, follow the dragon.
The dragon?
Outside your plane. Follow the dragon, Speed Gibson. If you ever want to see your uncle, Clint Marlowe, alive.